you for tuning in to Email Marketing with Listrak. Listrak is a leading provider of email marketing solutions, and we are committed to providing educational materials on email marketing best practices. We offer a number of white papers, case studies, webinars, and tutorials in our online resource center, and we're also hosting the 2008 Email Marketing Days Conference in Philadelphia this September. To learn more, visit www.listrak.com/emailmarketingdays. But now we'd like to present email frequency, how relevancy tactics changed the rules. Marketers are used to planning ahead, as most media buys must be scheduled months in advance to accommodate external press time and availability, along with the careful orchestration needed to balance the print, radio, TV, and online advertising with the updated corporate documentation, events, and most importantly, budget. Email marketing provides a lot more flexibility as the delivery schedule isn't dependent on outside factors. For example, if you have important company news you want to share with your customers, you can simply email them within minutes instead of waiting for a magazine or newspaper to print the press release in hopes your customers will read the article. However, just because email gives you instant access to your subscribers doesn't mean you can email them impulsively or impetuously. Your emails must follow a plan that is as well thought out and deliberate as all of your other marketing initiatives in order to remain effective. The problem that most email marketers face is how to plan the schedule. Without the same restrictions set by external factors that guide other media, it is difficult to know how often and when to send email messages. Arbitrary guidelines such as never mail more than once in 72 hours and never send more than 2 emails per subscriber per month were put in place as general rules of thumb that help prevent marketers from overmailing to their lists. The guidelines always came with the caveat that marketers must gather the preferences of their subscribers and perform tests in order to figure out what frequency would work for them, but it still missed a vital piece of the frequency puzzle, relevancy. After all, it doesn't matter how often you are sending messages if the content isn't important to the recipients. Listrak has put together the following information detailing what you can do to determine your optimal frequency using relevancy tactics such as metrics and analytics, as well as advanced features like dynamic profiling and dynamic content. Following these procedures will take the guesswork out of your delivery schedule and will make it easier for you to plan future campaigns, as you will know how often to send emails to your list, as well as the best time to send them. It will also increase the satisfaction and loyalty of your subscribers, which in turn will diminish the number of complaints against you, so your reputation remains intact. The information age. Email newsletters were a thing of beauty, a work of art worthy of the Renaissance. They were entertaining and informative, and like the Renaissance, they took a modern approach to classic ideas. Direct marketers were using technology to reach millions of subscribers instantly, and it worked as conversions and ROI reached record levels. Not only were monthly email newsletters used to keep the corporate brand in front of subscribers, they were also used to upsell current customers, convert leads to sales, and inform everyone about all the upcoming corporate events. When done well, the monthly email newsletter was nothing short of a masterpiece that inspired subscribers to take action. For most newsletters, the action was click here for more information. Although that approach worked for a while, we're no longer in the Renaissance. We're in the information age. People don't want to click here for more information. They just want more information. And they don't want to wait until next month to receive your newsletter and then waste time sifting through all the content that doesn't apply to them just to read the one thing that does. They want that information presented to them in a timely, efficient manner, and this has presented a lot of new opportunities for marketers to reach out to their subscribers more often in new, inventive ways. Now more than ever, email marketers have the ability to send more messages to their subscriber base in order to enhance, and in a few cases, replace their corporate one-size-fits-all email. However, for most companies, corporate newsletters are still very beneficial, just because there are industrial paint sprayers that can paint a house in under an hour. You wouldn't use one to repaint the Sistine Chapel. And just because you can send short, targeted messages to your customers doesn't mean that your corporate newsletter isn't valuable, especially for B2B companies where the buyer needs more information on your organization in order to make their purchasing decision. The key is to find out how to make all of your email campaigns work together and to segment your list so you are the only one sending the right type of email with the right content to the right recipient at the right time. For example, a local theater might only send seasonal emails to its entire list announcing the performance schedule, ticket information, membership and support drives, and volunteer opportunities, along with monthly emails that only go to its members and volunteers. These campaigns work for the theater and the recipients as they keep the audience interested and informed. However, there is more the theater can do. If a particular performance doesn't sell out, it could send an email to customers that have purchased tickets for similar performances in the past, reminding them of the upcoming show. Or it could send an email to the members of the audience who already purchased tickets and offer a discount on a ticket if they bring a friend. These targeted campaigns go to a smaller segment of their list and only include a short message. That way, the recipients may quickly read and respond to the message without getting distracted by additional information. And because the message was only sent to subscribers that have an interest in the show, the email will have a high conversion rate. Even if the subscribers receive the monthly newsletter the day before, the relevant targeted message will still work. DIY data. Relevant emails rely on data. The more you know about your subscribers, the more targeted your emails can be. Sounds pretty simple, right? It is, thanks to a new advanced feature that helps you capture and mine subscriber data and details that were difficult to acquire previously. Email marketers have always known the value of customer data, from lengthy opt-in processes to elaborate preference centers and monthly surveys. Marketers have devised ways to ask subscribers to tell them what information to send. Over the years, marketers have streamlined those processes so they can only collect the pertinent data needed for segmented campaigns, but they are still dependent on the subscribers to provide, and in some cases, manage the information themselves, which not only limits the amount of data that can be obtained from each subscriber, but it also leads to missing data from subscribers that do not provide complete information. Marketers needed a way to gain control of the data captured process, as the information, when used correctly, can become one of organizations' greatest assets. Dynamic profiling is one of the tools that put the control back into the marketer's hands, as it's a behavioral tracking tool that automates specific data capture. Behavioral tracking is similar to clickstream tracking, and it monitors the information that's being viewed. However, clickstream tracking usually refers to monitoring visitors' pathways through your website, while behavioral tracking of email campaigns refers to monitoring the links that recipients click on in an email message. Dynamic profiling automatically captures each click, giving you the opportunity to analyze that information that each subscriber is viewing. It provides undeniable proof of what information your subscribers are reading and what information they're ignoring. To learn more about dynamic profiling, read ListTrack's white paper, Improving Relevancy of Email Campaigns, Simplifying Data Capture with Dynamic Profiling, or view its recent webinar, Driving Dynamic Content Campaigns Through Dynamic Profiling. Another tool that gives marketers more control over their data capture is web analytics. Regular email metrics can only follow a recipient up until he or she clicks on a link in a message. Once the recipient clicks through the message to go to the sender's website, the email metric ends and the web analytic takes over. Web analytics track the clickstream data user generates as they visit page to page on your website. An email program that is integrated with web analytics allows you to tie goal conversions back to a specific email send, or even track goal conversions hourly to determine the exact time of day that you receive the most traffic and business on your site. To learn more about Google Analytics, read ListTrack's white papers, Using Google Analytics to Increase Reporting Capabilities and Email Marketing Metrics, Looking Beyond Open and Read Rates. Email marketers can get even more specific purchasing information by integrating their email marketing solution with other information stored in other customer databases. For example, an email marketing solution that has been integrated with the organization's CRM application provides additional insight into each subscriber that couldn't be captured through email marketing alone, such as purchase history. This way, marketers can target customers that purchase a specific item and send them a relevant email containing cross-selling information on a related product. To learn more about integration tactics, read ListTrack's white paper, Email Marketing Best Practices, Integration Tactics That Work. All of these tools provide a wealth of information on your subscribers. Best of all, you capture the data behind the scenes without relying on your subscribers to tell you what they're looking for or what information to send them. Instead of relying on the information that subscribers filled out during the opt-in process, which could have been months or even years before, you can use the raw data gathered with each and every email sent to target the subscribers with current information that fits their immediate needs. For example, an engaged couple could register on a kitchen supply store's website like Cruzette's Cookware and Denby's Place Settings, and during the registration process, they could both register to receive emails from the kitchen shop. The vendor has a lot of information on what the subscriber likes and what they're looking to purchase, which it can be used to send targeted information to both subscribers. However, after the items have been purchased, both subscribers' needs will change if the kitchen shop continues to send them targeted messages regarding the Denby dishes they already have. The emails won't convert. However, if the kitchen shop uses the information captured through dynamic profiling, the web analytics, along with the data stored in its CRM database, it could send them relevant, timely campaigns. If an Italian cookbook was purchased, the kitchen shop could send an email featuring Le Creuset's pasta pot. Because the email contains the subscriber's brand of cookware and complements a recent purchase, there's a good chance the email will convert to a sale. Using dynamic content, the kitchen shop can build targeted email campaigns that fit all their subscribers' purchasing habits. Dynamic content is a complex mail merge technique that relies on a single message template with multiple customizable fields and previously created blocks of content. These fields merge with the company's subscriber database to pull the correct content blocks based on the subscriber's preferences. Many companies are finding that cross-selling through emails after the initial sale is a best alternative to cross-selling during the sales process itself, as it keeps the checkout process simple and smooth so the customer remains focused. If the online checkout process is complicated and confusing, there's a higher chance that the shopper will abandon the cart. Dynamic content is the tool you need to deliver highly relevant and timely email messages. To learn more about dynamic content, read Listrak's white papers, Creating Relevant Email Campaigns with Dynamic Content, and Dynamic Content Strategy, 5 Essential Campaigns. Using data to determine optimal frequency. There isn't a magical formula that you can use to tell you when and how often to send messages to your subscriber, but if you capture the right data, you won't need one. As you can tell from the above example, the timing of the email is dependent on the action of the subscriber, not an arbitrary date selected by the marketing department. It goes without saying that the more active subscribers are, and the more interested they are in your product and services. Subscribers that are reading your emails, clicking on the links to gather additional information, and converting are the subscribers you can send emails to more frequently, as long as the email contains relevant information that will be viewed favorably by the recipients. To determine your optimal frequency, analyze your data and use common sense as your guide. While there are some risks to increasing the frequency of your email campaigns, the rewards are great. To mitigate the risks, you must carefully monitor the results of each send, not just the emails that your subscribers are opening and clicking on, but also the emails they are not reading, as this could be a sign of fatigue. It's also important to monitor your open and click-through metrics along with the number of unsubscribes and complaints. While relevant emails have fewer unsubscribes and complaints, the increase in frequency could bump the numbers up somewhat if the emails aren't directly targeted with new offers and specific information about the recipient's want. You must also monitor your bounce logs closely so you do not continue to mail to invalid email addresses, as this will damage your reputation. It's important to remember that your subscribers, not your marketing department, are in charge of their own delivery schedule. The way they react and respond to each email lets you know what they like and dislike. So if you capture the right data, you will be able to send each of your subscribers the right information at the right time. Listrak is a leading provider of email marketing software, allowing permission-based marketers to manage, send, track, and grow their email marketing investment. We deliver email marketing intelligence through our intuitive web-based application. Leading marketers have come to rely on this intelligence to better manage email in their multi-channel marketing mix. Listrak software helps companies, agencies, and associations better manage customer relations in their marketing campaigns. Its web-enabled interface helps marketers engage their customers using an advanced profiling and personalization engine. Listrak's world-class support and professional services assist clients with enterprise integration. Its clients include L'Oreal, Motorola, Jeep, Pearl Vision, PR Newswire, the Islands of the Bahamas, and the Pennsylvania Department of Health. To learn more about the many ways Listrax can strengthen your email marketing campaigns or to sign up for a 20-minute web-based tour, visit www.listrax.com. Don't miss Listrax 2008 Email Marketing Days Conference taking place September 7th through the 9th at the Lowe's Hotel in Philadelphia. Listrax is bringing together experts in the email marketing industry to offer attendees the opportunity to meet with them in an exciting, fun atmosphere that truly encourages networking, sharing experiences, and discussing real-world strategies that have worked to increase the relevancy and response rate of email campaigns. Listrax 2008 Email Marketing Days features three sessions tracks, two networking events, and one-to-one consultations. Participants are encouraged to bring samples of their campaigns for expert analysts. To learn more, visit www.listrax.com/emailmarketingdays. Thank you for listening to Email Marketing with Listrax podcast, Email Frequency, How Relevancy Tactics Change the Rules. To download additional white paper podcasts, visit Listrax Online Resource Center at www.listrax.com.